this was an opportunity that was started 4 years ago at Elyria High School to give our seniors actual hands-on work experience in a career or a path that gave them a great deal of interest. It was developed as an opportunity for students who qualify to do an internship with a representative throughout the community. It could be at the hospital, it could be at a veterinarian clinic, it could be in a classroom. We had students actually ride with police officers throughout the county. So with that, I'm going to turn the program over, and I'm proud to present to you today Michelle Kirst, one of our counselors at Elyria High School, Megan Johnson, who is a teacher and also an advisor to the students who do their senior project at Elyria High School, and then Danny Starton, one of our seniors who's actually participating in the program this year. But it's been extremely successful over the last several years, and following the program, if you have any questions on possibly starting it in your high school or your organization, please let us know. We're more than happy to help. And again, it's a great opportunity for our kids to get firsthand work experience. I know for our superintendents, going through that student teaching, you can learn all you want in a classroom, but it's when you're actually in the classroom doing where the rubber hits the road, you learn the best. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Jama. My name is Michelle Kirsch. I am a counselor at Elyria High School. This is my second year involved with the senior project, and I must say it's one of my favorite times of the year. I know it's exciting for the seniors, and just to sit down and work with such an amazing group of kids and see all the amazing things that they're doing and accomplishing, it's truly an honor to be, I guess, I'm the coordinator for the senior project. So basically my role is to promote the project, find students who might be interested, get them going, and basically they're self-motivated, they're self-driven, they do the majority of it on their own. They do have to qualify, so some of the qualifications that they have to meet would be to pass all parts of the OGT, which in future will be the AIR, and they have to have a 3.0, grade point average. They have to have good attendance, so they can't have any unexcused absences their senior year. They must maintain a B average, like I said, in all of their senior classes, and they can have 7 excused absences, but no more than that. So there are some qualifications that they have to meet in order to participate. We currently have 10 seniors participating in the project, which is gradually increasing, so that's a good thing. It's such a great experience for these seniors to really get hands-on experience in the community, working with a professional who someday, you know, of a career of interest to that student that someday they might want to be or might not want to be, what they learned too from the project. I'm not sure what else I wanted to say about it. The project lasts, it's basically the last 3 weeks of their senior year, so they have to meet a minimum of 75 hours, which they collaborate with their community sponsor to come up with how they're going to get those hours. They have a faculty advisor, which is Mrs. Johnson, and she could talk a little bit about her roles and responsibilities, but she would be a mentor within the high school for the student participating in the project. And you know, at the end of their experience, then they come in, they invite their faculty advisor, their community sponsor, whoever they want, family members in the community, to come and see a presentation that they do at the end. They have to keep a daily journal, log entries. They have to keep a portfolio. So there's a lot. And what they like about it, I think, the most is, aside from the experience that they gain, is that exempts them from their finals. So that's a big plus for them. I'm sure Danny will attest to that. So without further ado, I will introduce Mrs. Megan Johnson, Danny's advisor.
Hi, thank you for having us here this afternoon. My name is Megan Johnson, and I am the faculty advisor for Danny with the Senior Project. A lot of my colleagues over the past 4 years have talked about their experiences being the faculty advisor, and I've always said, man, I can't wait until I get the opportunity to do that. I had Danny her freshman year of high school, and when she asked me this year to be her faculty advisor, I immediately jumped on it, excited for the opportunity. And then when she told me that she wanted to be a teacher, I was even more excited. Teaching is my passion, and I was so excited to, you know, be able to watch her through this experience, love it as much as I do. So my role is just to really make sure that she's staying on top of things, due dates, But in all honesty, I haven't had to do much because she, from day one, has had, this is my due date for this and this and this and everything lined up. She's amazing, great young lady, and it's an honor to work with her. So actually yesterday she came over to my house and we started planning out her final project, which will just be doing a PowerPoint talking about her experiences. So it's been such an honor, and here's Danny.
Hi guys, it's a pleasure being here today. The senior project has been a great experience for me. I get the opportunity to see what it's like to be inside of a classroom and outside of the classroom as a Title I teacher, which is a great opportunity. I really look forward to what I would like to do in my future, which I love working in the classroom with these children. They're inspiring. Watching the smiles on their face as they achieve their goal throughout the day is the most, it's an experience that you will probably never get in a lifetime again. It is something that I enjoy doing every day. I'm about halfway through and I enjoy it. The kids welcome me every morning. They tell me their stories. It's priceless. So I just wanted to say thank you for having me today, and it was a great opportunity.
Again, the senior project is a wonderful opportunity for our students in their final year at Elyria High School to get actual hands-on work experience in a field that they are interested in. Over the last several years, in talking to the students, many of them love what they did and are going to continue to go in that. But also, there are several students who have said, Dr. Jama, there is no way that I want to do something like that again. And again, before they leave for college or leave for the schools that they will be attending, they have a great idea on what they want to do before they do it. So they have actual hands-on work experience in the field that they're interested in.